Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
6 minutes after eight, great to have you with us today. Tomorrow, by the way, is Freedom Friday. You get to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be what I'm talking about tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day to just let it go. You got something you want to get off your chest? Tomorrow's your day to do it. In a moment, we're going to chat with Super Dave. Here's what we're talking about today. Do you acknowledge that Joe Biden won a legitimate legal election? And how conservatives must embrace cancel culture if we're going to survive, folks, if the cause of liberty is going to survive. And I'm going to share with you a couple of examples of what companies are doing to us, including Amazon, which I'm going to be leaving soon, very soon, as I am going to be leaving Facebook, as I've already left Twitter, as I'm probably going to change my bank. I've had a long-standing relationship with Chase Bank. They're going to hear from me for what they're saying. You have more power than you realize you have. We, 70, almost 75 million voters who voted for Donald Trump, voted not for the man who's highly imperfect, but for what he stands for. Making America great again is about making America the beacon of liberty, not being a tool of the Communist Chinese Party, not being a tool of the leftists who are controlling government right now in Oregon. That's why we have to stand up. I've got a great email about this that I'm going to get to, but I've got to go to Super Dave, who was very nice to hang on over the break. Super Dave, good morning. What are you saying today?
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? Hey.
Good.
No problem. Hey, like I said, I'll wait forever if I have to. You're a good man doing this show. I always told you I wish you were at the governor, but, at this time that you told me that it's pretty much impossible to do, but
yeah,
I still have my faith in doing that one day you will become that, because the way you are, the information that you have that we never have, that it's coming out, that I know everybody else agrees with me, instead of this 1 hour thing, it should be two or three. I know the lady on the other side. I like her a lot. I don't listen to her all the time, but I'd rather listen to you for 3 hours than anybody else. Now, in that mindset and stuff, the lady had just called you, on the backside. Trust me. I know what I know. And I told you I will talk to you later about it, and I would. But she is saying right at the last, she says, God, you guys got to listen to God. And if you're not, say you're not listening or you don't have the really information, that stuff, like I said, always said, talk to him. Talk to him in your speech. Blurt it out. You could be in the bathroom. You could be in another room. Just talk to him. He will listen. It just gets to me that a lot of people won't do that. And my wife, she's even telling me now, she says, you know, you need to start actually get on your knees. Sure. I'm not at that point yet, but, it's getting where it's getting. But the thing is, like you were talking about, like Biden, I'm sorry, Biden is an evil man. Along with the others, if everybody wants to hear that from Super Dave, that he is an evil man and he's going to be defeated. You have no idea. I actually laugh and I praise God that it's coming. And he has no idea, and that's fine with me. I don't care. I'm just going to sit back and see it, and everybody else in the whole United States will see this. Hopefully, everybody will listen to this, not to me, listen to this, and know it was God said, no, this is not happening, and it's going to come down big time. So when I try to get, you know, everybody the information that I can, because I do a lot of listening, I do a lot of researching on certain parts of different places that I'm not gonna say, is you'll understand when the stuff starts happening. And if it's doom and gloom, go ahead. You think doom and gloom, go ahead and do it. But then you're going to say, what the, how did this turn around? If it turns around, guess what? It's God. What do you think our forefathers were?
Absolutely, because of all of man's directions just not worked out here. Yeah. No, and he needs to get the glory for it, in my opinion. You know, I mean, this nation was founded because he made that happen, and I frankly think that he made Donald Trump to be the man to become elected to be our president, to set things in motion that now are going to reveal the rest of it. And I don't know how it turns out, but I have faith, Super Dave, like I think you do, to believe it's going to turn out the right way. As long as we Christians, again, Catholic, evangelical, even Jewish people that don't believe in Christ the way we do, it's okay.
Yeah.
If we keep praying and believing God will intervene, he will.
Yes.
And
if Art out there, if you hear me, that I am going to try to get to that, the 31st and that stuff, and I would love to meet you and shake your hand. Shake your hand. You understand? Everybody, this doggone virus and that stuff, it's not through all this doggone aerosol stuff. Sure, a person coughs on you. Yes, that's a deal that you have to deal with. But shaking hands, if you have to wash your hands, then do so. But people need to be with people.
Not that's right. We were created that way. Thank you, Super Dave. I appreciate your thoughts. Welcome.
Okay. See you, buddy.
Do join us. I mean, folks, do join us at the Freedom Celebration, KSLM's big listener party. This is what you guys suggested we do. So now you need to show up. We're going to be honoring the law enforcement and the military and first responders that keep us safe, that help create the world of freedom that we get to enjoy. And it is. It's a blessing. So we're going to say thank you to them. And frankly, we're going to have just a lot of fun and get to know each other a little bit and talk with each other, because that's so important. And Super Dave's right. You got to get together face to face. Now there'll be lots of hand sanitizer. And if you want to wear a mask, fine. Do that. It'll be okay. Nobody will pass judgment on you for wearing a mask. But believe me, friends, come and join us. Go to KSLM.news and register. You need to register. This is up at the Ames Ranch in the airplane hangar. It's a beautiful facility. If you've never been there, you'll love it. It's part of Ames's legacy. You know, he passed away a couple of years ago, and this is what his wife, Dama, believes is the right thing to do, is to use that facility and the wealth that they created in their business to bless other people's lives. And it is a blessing to us, the KSLM listening audience. Great music, country rock music from the 45th Fret. It's a family event. $10 per person for great food from Adam's Rib and Kira's Restaurant and so many other great local businesses. And I want to thank Tick Liquor Arms for being a main sponsor and also Freedom Heating and Air. Thank you for sponsoring this. We're going to have a party and have a lot of fun and celebrate freedom, folks. $10 per person or $30 for a family of four or more. What a deal. Sunday afternoon, January 31st at 2 p.m. Doors are going to open at 1. You can join us at 2 p.m. Yours truly will be emceeing the event. And we're going to ask some fearless lawmakers to and officials to come and join us, too, by the way. Because they're just as important in recognizing their commitment. You need to register online, KSLM.news. So I'm asking the question, did Joe Biden legitimately win a legal election? Well, Matt writes me this. He says, China Joe stole of the election fair and square. Well, that's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's kind of different. China Joe stole the election fair and square. We knew the Dems were going to try to steal it. I mean, Joe went off script for a few seconds one day and told us they'd put together the most comprehensive election fraud organization in the history of elections. He's never accomplished anything in 47 years as a corrupt, scum-sucking swamp lord, except to enrich his family by selling out America and extortion of foreign countries. But he and his co-conspirators did accomplish the most massive fraud in the history of elections right in front of everybody's eyes. Anyone that voted to certify this blatantly fraudulent election has committed treason. And no, the evidence was never presented in court. That is true. He continues, the corrupt courts rejected the cases on BS technicality, lacked standing. For those that have never studied the history of communist takeovers, I suggest they do so, because this is what this is. Look on the bright side, he writes. Obesity is rampant in the country. With the totalitarian Marxist takeover, we will all get to go on a diet together. A lot of people died and are still dying of starvation in Maduro's socialist nirvana, is referring to Venezuela. They actually ate all the zoo animals long ago after running out of food. How ironic that a few Venezuelans that had the means to escape to the USA, land of the free, home of the brave, will get to go through that hell all over again. Everyone knows that Venezuela is a banana republic run by a dictator who rigs elections. The vote counting stops in the middle of the night with Maduro behind, and then he's ahead when it starts up again several hours later. I don't know why the people just don't storm the Capitol and remove the tyrant. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Maduro confiscated all the guns. I'm sure glad we have honest and transparent elections up here. Jeez. And there are some links. To succeed, you just need all the guns. It's a link. New York Post article. Gail writes, thank you. Super Dave, I'm on my knees. Corby writes me an email. Think about it this way with President Trump. The last 4 years of President Trump wasn't just a presidency. It was a military operation to out the corruption. I hope we see this. By the way, there's a new effort that you can join. It's called Step Down Liz, the House Republican Conference Chair. Liz Cheney, who voted to get rid of Trump yesterday. Step down, Liz. It's a Gateway Pundit story. Back in a moment. It's 8:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm going to get to Glenn, who's on the line in a moment. I want to thank, by the way, Dave and Paige Smith for being sponsors of this segment of the show. Thank you. They're realtors with Realty One Group in Willamette, here in the Willamette Valley. They do a good job for their people, which is why they have a slogan called Ready to Go Above and Beyond to Serve You. They mean it. And it means everything, as you know. It meant everything to me when I sold my farm outside of Sublimity to have a realtor who was willing to really do extra things to sell our home and our farm. And if that's the kind of realtor you want, and I hope you do if you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, call Dave and Paige Smith. Have a conversation with them. It's well worth it. It's 503-939-7099. 939-7099. That's Dave and Paige Smith, the Realty One Group, Willamette Valley. Let's go to Glenn, and then we'll go to Tim. Glenn, go.
Jeff, Megan's going to be in downtown, I guess, but you're saying in the 2A is at the courtroom?
It is 2A, and at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday. Come and show a strong show of support for her in the courtroom, please.
Are they actually letting people in the courtroom?
Well, that's a question I don't know. Question I don't know.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. Anyway, I do want to speak to some of the issues that I did come across with the British intelligence people about the blackouts. A lot of people don't realize that the Vatican City is its own country. Vatican City even has an ambassador and has one vote at the United Nations. They have embassies around the world. A lot of things happened among intelligentsia people in their embassies around the world doing dealing that probably shouldn't be done by people in a particular church. That's why we had the separation of church and state from the first place. But Leonardo was associated with the eighth largest military contractor in Italy. And for them to try to cut a deal to get General Electric and to get attachments to Rolls-Royce, which used to be English, which is on all our major military aircraft, to turn it over to the CCP is quite damaging. That way they would then be able to block any nation, NATO or Israel, from getting parts for their aircraft.
So you're saying that you're reading 16s. Of, you're saying that, if I'm hearing you correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that your reading of blogs or whatever from British intelligence people is that the GE, which is Rolls-Royce, is selling itself to the Communist Chinese Party?
GE has been approached under the Obama years. They tried to buy GE and it was blocked. And so to get around the blockage, people from the oligarchy of the Obama and all those administrators were blocked before. But this time they went under the sheets and were using another embassies that normally people don't even have an eye on to cut the deal to sell General Electric to CCP and companies related to CCP. Rolls-Royce is different, but they've been working together with GE to improve the efficiency of military aircraft.
Right, and your point is that if the CCP gets control of it, then, you know, it endangers us in terms of national security, and it does. And Glenn, I'm going to let you go because that, you know, I need to move on to Tim, but you're right. That's the same reason why we should not have shut down our titanium smelters in America. The last one we shut down was in Albany. Because you know why? Because we buy titanium sponge from Russia. Is Russia our friend? I doubt it. That's globalism for you. Let's go to Tim. Tim, thanks. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Jeff. We were having a discussion today at coffee, and it came up that Bon Jovi was taken off of Parler, and that Amazon is controlling that now. Is there anything going on with Parler?
No. Parler, yeah, has been dropped by Amazon Web Services, which hosted through all of their servers. And Parler now is desperately trying to find somebody else to host them. They had a deal, but it hasn't come together. And frankly, I just saw that the Parler CEO says they may not come back at all.
One positive comment. Is the United States better at preventing or fixing? I think we're better at fixing, and I think we can fix it.
Well, there's no doubt we can. And we have other places to go. Gab, we have Cloud Hub, there's Signal, These are all other, in fact, there's Telegram. There's these other platforms that we can go to for social media that are not run by the left and that are out there and that we can get our message out. That's where we have to go. Tim, if we don't do that, we're not going to be able to communicate and educate other people. Thanks, Tim.
I
appreciate it.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Greenfield wrote a piece in Front Page Mag, and this ties into the things I want to talk about when we come back from the bottom of the hour break here. It's entitled, "This is How Conservatives Get Erased from the Internet, and This is How We Can Change It." Did you know that just two companies, Google and Apple, control each control about half of the smartphone market? That means they control about 100%. So when the two companies made a move against Parler, it effectively erased its app from existence. Joining the third member of big tech consortium FANG was Amazon, which deplatformed Parler from Amazon Web Services. Did you know that AWS, Amazon Web, controls a third of the cloud marketplace? Microsoft and Google are second and third place. Blocking an app doesn't permanently kill a social networking service, though it places it at a structural disadvantage. But Apple and Google can flag sites as unsafe through their browsers. Google's Chrome commands 45% of the browser market, and Apple's Safari has 40%. We'll get into more of this because it ties into what the left is doing to us in social media, what they're doing to people just like you, and how we better fight back. Cancel culture. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Welcome back. Betty wrote me an email saying, you know, I just woke up and was reading my diary from January 15th, 2020. And here's what you said. You mentioned that some people claim we don't have a constitutional republic in Oregon. And you couldn't bring yourself to believe that we weren't a qualified state. Well, Jeff, what say you now in 2021? My opinion hasn't changed. Someone put evidence in front of my face that says we're not a constitutional republic in Oregon. Maybe we're not. But somebody needs to put evidence in front of my face to prove that. So back to the Daniel Greenfield article in Front Page Mag. So there are other browsers other than Chrome and Safari, but they control most of the market, and there aren't as many, and frankly, that they can engage in anti-competitive practices, which is why, by the way, I believe both Google and Facebook are being sued for antitrust and frankly from a bunch of state attorney generals because they're too big, just like Ma Bell was, had to be broken up. It's the same reason that Apple and Google are doing that. And we're seeing it now in what they're doing. Because they hate you and I. Yes, they do. And I'll get into more of that because that's the cancel culture thing I want to get through here. Google controls 80% of all search traffic. Facebook controls 80% of social media. Now, being delisted and deplatformed is all but fatal to them. Some conservatives, you write, take refuge in the illusion of alternatives from smaller companies. But in the oligarchy, smaller companies usually directly or indirectly rely on services from big tech. For instance, DuckDuckGo, that's the search engine I use, serves up searches from Microsoft's Bing. Many small alternative companies are likewise dependent on big tech players. The small companies conservatives take refuge in are still reliant on the infrastructure of the big players and can be easily pressured into joining their boycotts and having their services cut off by the big tech oligarchy. There are workarounds for all of these. But when visiting a conservative site turns into the equivalent of going to a speakeasy, that eliminates much of the potential user base. Sites can also be crushed at the domain level, banishing them to the dark web. If conservatives distributing information becomes as onerous as Chinese political dissidents bypassing the Great Firewall, what will be left of the conservative movement online? It will take more manufactured emergencies to unlock some of these options, but there should be little doubt that there will be. The Democrats and their media allies invented the threat of disinformation out of thin air and still can't properly explain what it means. But they can successfully use it to engage in a massive online purge of their political opponents. A violent clash or a random shooting by an unstable man will unlock another censorship tier. But it could just easily be another conservative politician winning when he was supposed to lose. Direct deplatforming is the only crudest tool. Pressure campaigns have targeted advertising and payment options for conservative sites. Google, again, controls 37% of the digital ad market. Payment options at the top are controlled by the same old team of players. That's what happened when David Horowitz's Freedom Center was cut off by Visa and MasterCard. The killer app, though, won't be direct internet censorship, but corporate cancel culture. Instead of Facebook deleting your post, you'll be fired from your job for posting it. If you own a small business, larger suppliers and companies will no longer work with you. If you belong to a trade association, you'll be ousted. If your business requires a license, you'll lose it. This isn't paranoid fantasy. It's happening right now. And he goes on to describe what the National Association of Realtors is doing, blah, blah, blah. Now, how do we fix it? The end game here is eliminating conservatives as a meaningful political force in America. That's the scale of the threat. Conservatives have spent too long ignoring it. Even now, they underestimate the sheer scale of a strategy to erase them from the marketplace of ideas. But big tech isn't as powerful as it seemed. It's vulnerable and it's worried. That's why big tech waited until it was confident the Senate would be in the hands of the Democrats before it made the move against Trump. That's true. That's weakness, not strength. Forcing out President Trump was a priority for big tech, not only for political but economic reasons. The Trump administration was the first to aggressively go after Google and Facebook on antitrust grounds. It's no coincidence that Google is in a Biden inaugural committee donor. President Trump was the first GOP president to stop being a cheap corporate date. Republicans, even some in the MAGA class, are happy to trade favorable legislation for contributions with economic interests from the big tech to the media that hate conservatives. And he goes on to describe this in greater detail. The only way it's going to change is if conservatives stop paying attention to what their elected officials are saying and start paying attention to what they're doing on behalf of lobbyists. That's why you have to know. We need to start viewing corporations in the same way we do politicians, using political power to pressure companies into adopting conservative positions, funding conservative priorities and protecting the civil rights of conservatives while crippling the business interests of the companies that serve as the major funders of the leftist agendas and deny conservatives civil rights. And he talks about what. Can you imagine if Republican legislators actually used government contracts, copyright law, and regulatory oversight to extract meaningful cultural concessions instead of just campaign contributions, let's say from AT&T, Disney, Facebook? This is what we have to do. Now, this gets to cancel culture. You see, if we don't, here's what happens. From the Left Closes In article yesterday in American Thinker. Leanne Miller founded Patriotic Me, an online retailer that sells patriotic clothing items, in September of last year. The business advertised on Facebook was quite successful from the outset. She donates a portion of every sale to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. You know what that is. But the day after the presidential election, November 4th, she got an email from Facebook ads team informing her that her advertisements didn't comply with Facebook's advertising policies or other standards. She was stunned. She thought it was an error. She did multiple requests, and ultimately, they just shut her off entirely. She lost 94% of her traffic. Deutsche Bank, as you know, and New York-based Signature Bank have both cut ties with Donald Trump and won't do business with him in the aftermath of the recent Capitol siege, according to the New York Times. But even Signature Bank has not only closed all accounts connected with Trump, but has called for his resignation. Is that a proper role? And it goes on and on and on. You see, this is what is happening to average Americans. That's just one of many stories. So we can either fight fire with fire and use cancel culture against people that hate us. For instance, this again is from the cancel culture story about how we either do it or we're just going to fight with one hand tied behind our back. It's hypocritical, the author writes, to think that cancel culture must be opposed. Another way to make it more clear is to say we're all being disingenuous when we say cancel culture must be canceled. We may not like it when it seems unfair to us, but it's a tool, and it's a very powerful one at that. We need cancel culture if we're going to save this nation from the radical progressives that are spreading across it. Progressivism, rather, than spreading across it. Instead of pretending like we think it's a bad thing while engaging in it somewhat ourselves, conservatives and libertarians need to embrace it. We need to use it. We need to use it against Amazon, a company that's up there with Google and Facebook as the most destructive to our nation. And he says, I also like Amazon. He's used it for years. That they gave access to millions of Americans who are not easily able to head to the store for supplies. But we must find alternatives because the damage Amazon is doing far outweighs the good they provide through convenience. We need to use cancel culture against Hollywood. If you're a Republican, they hate you. If you're a conservative or a right-leaning libertarian, they hate you. If you're a Christian, they hate you. And if you voted for President Trump, they especially hate you. This means they hate about 75 million Americans. We continue to feed them our dollars and attention because we've become entranced by the feeble hand of entertainment. Unlike Amazon, there are no viable alternatives yet, at least not that deliver the same type of entertainment. Many people I respect have made it one of their missions to cancel culture. I believe they're making a fatal mistake. Instead of fighting it, we need to show the left how it's really done. That means we must use the power of our patronage, whether it's a website click or a visit to a store or a bill we've been paying from AT&T for the last 20 years. It's time to cancel those who hate us and find alternatives that embrace freedom. Cancel culture, as defined above, specifies group shaming is the primary method, but it needs to be more than that. We need to boycott. It's not going to be easy. Just as there was no viable options to fully replace Hollywood, there are no freedom-loving professional sports leagues. The NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL all consider our ideology repugnant. Yet there are very few options for us to cancel Google and Apple when it comes to mobile devices, though some are rising. We've already seen what they do to cancel us on social networks like Twitter. They've effectively killed Parler, and I haven't been able to post anything to Gab for a couple of days. The pain we'll have to suffer in order to properly cancel our participation with companies that hate us will dissuade most from even trying. But here's the thing. If conservatives don't engage in cancel culture now, we're going to eventually be fully canceled ourselves. What do you think? Give me a call. Let me know. One more segment to go. It's 8:48. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, it's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to jeff at kslm.news or jeff at 1220.am. Got an email from Rick, says, if an elected rep office holder abandons their party, they still retain their term in office, correct? Yes, they do. Now, the way you fix that is you recall them. Now, in Oregon, by the way, we're the only state in the union that does not have, by the way, impeachment power. You're never going to impeach anybody in Oregon. But let me tell you what you are going to be able to do. And it's the lowest of the bars that you can get to. And it's simply you can do a recall petition, including for a congressman. And unless I'm wrong about that, and I don't think I am, but maybe I am. State in Oregon, if we wanted to recall, say, a Congress, say, Kurt Schrader, let's just put that out there, because he said or did something that was just worthy of that. We could gather signatures, put him on the ballot. Now, at the state level, you can certainly do that. Governor, as we know, but the Attorney General, the state treasurer, Shamia Fagan, the new secretary of state. We can recall her. You see, putting a recall petition out there is going on offense. But you have to have a reason. Because unlike Nancy Pelosi, we really do want to have a reason. We want to be credible. Because the left in Oregon and the news media, which they are one and the same, will do their best to crucify anybody trying to do this. Now, they didn't do that so much with Kate Brown, because Kate Brown is reviled by the mainstream media. You may not know that, but it's true. Oh, yeah, they still protect her, but they don't like her because they know who she is. They know she's very typical in terms of being a tyrant, who says one thing and then does another. Like Representative Marty Wilde, my member of the Oregon House of Representatives, who opposed using National Guard troops to protect downtown Portland and the businesses there from the rioters, the Antifa people. But when he thinks that he personally is going to be attacked in the state capitol building in Salem, he's all in favor of deploying his federal, or his fellow, rather, Oregon National Guardsmen, because he isn't a member of the Oregon Guard himself. He's all in favor of that. So isn't that kind of like National Guard for me, but not for thee? It's hypocritical. But it's what they do. They're all smoke and mirrors. So you have to have a legitimate reason to go after somebody. Now, here in a few hours, I'm going to be speaking to the Yamhill County Republican women in Dundee at the Dundee Women's Club. And I'm going to be sharing with them much of what I shared with you yesterday in terms of what it is that we need to do. What's our plan going forward to deal with what's happened to us in America? But I'm also going to talk about what happened yesterday. And I'm going to talk about what Donald Trump needs to do. Donald Trump needs to lead the effort to unelect each of these 10 Republican congressmen who voted for his impeachment. He needs to find the qualified candidates. He needs to be out campaigning for them, and he needs to be talking about it on platforms, social media, and otherwise. Because you know what? Every time Donald Trump's going to go to the TV camera, there's going to be a TV camera there. You know why? Because the major news media hates him so much. They're going to try to continue to damage him because they don't want him running in 2022, but they are 24. But also because they need him. He brings ratings. And then he constantly says to you and I, help me fund with a small dollar contribution this candidate over here to run against Liz Cheney in the primary. That's what needs to happen. I want to thank ProBioscience, by the way, for being one of our great sponsors. And caller, hang on, I'm going to get to you in just a second. Because they really do have fantastic CBD products that are of the highest quality. And they're based right here in Salem. In fact, they may be joining us at the Freedom Celebration. So just keep that in the back of your mind. But check out all their products on their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro, the dash mark, bioscience.com. Use the discount code New Year. You get 15% off. Plus, they even have a loyal customer rewards program. Save even more. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to the phones. Caller, who are you and what do you have to say today?
Hi, my name is Edward. I'm first-time caller, but I've listened to you for a while.
Thanks, Edward.
My thing that I just like to say that exercising a conservative cancel culture ethos won't really work. That's not really the constitutional conservative source of power. The Constitution is, and the only way that you can actually hold back the tide of leftist cancel culture is by going through the court and hopefully get remediation that way. Because ultimately, the left controls all the levels of power, you know, in terms of governmental power and the social institutions that really have an effect on the way that human beings think in the United States. So they have the media, they have Hollywood, they have education, and so on. So, you know, if this was 50 years ago or, you know, 70 years ago, maybe that would be the case. But exercising some sort of a conservative cancel culture won't really get us there. So I think.
But wouldn't you agree that it's part of how we get there?
What's that?
Don't you agree that it is at least part of how we get there?
It can be done, but it won't have the effect that suing, you know, a big corporation that decides to not let you in the door because you're wearing a MAGA hat or an American flag on your shirt. I think that's the avenue that you would take, suing them. Not saying.
Well, you're right about that. I don't disagree with that at all, Edward. I mean, it's a combination of both for another discussion because we're at the end of the show. Thanks for calling, Edward. All of you who've written me emails I didn't get to, my apologies. I'll get to them tomorrow. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. If you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about tomorrow. We'll continue this discussion then if you want. Be blessed. Keep praying. Keep acting and fighting. See you tomorrow.